Violence happened and escalated today in Al Jenana, which is the capital of the Western Darfur state. And this violence, I think it is not good, but it is a very unfortunate thing. Now we, as Justice Party, calling on the government to provide security and also to make a control for this violence. And we appeal to the family for restraint. We have mercy on the victims, and we ask God to heal the wounded and injured one. But till now, we are calling the government of the state to make control, and we hear it about the Security and Defense Council decided to form a Supreme Committee to make deal with a full delegation and powers. So we hope this Supreme Committee can make control and stop this kind of violence.
This is not the first time that this incident is taking place or is happening. I remember we covered a story like this in December last year. Now, why is this happening when a peace agreement has been signed, at least by some of the rebels from Darfur? They have signed an agreement with the Sudanese government. People say perhaps some of the tribes who were armed by President Bashir's government, a government in which you work, are still causing trouble because they have weapons.
Yes, my friend. The Security and Defense Council, I think they made declaration of a state of emergency in Al Jenana and the monopoly of state agencies to use force to resolve outflows. Yes, my friend, the problem is very chronic and it is somewhat is very complicated. But what is happening now today is unjustified, and it needs to impose the prestige and the power of the state or the government and the implementation of the peace agreement, as well as the disarmament of the citizens must be expedited and only in the hands of the regular force. That is the quick solution until we find a way how we can make a comprehensive conference to get a solution for all problems in our country.